Each human life is a song. A seeker sings a new song every day. He sings and he discovers. What does he discover? He discovers a body full of enthusiasm, a vital full of determination, a mind full of peace, a heart full of bliss, and finally a life full of satisfaction. Satisfaction is needed in the animal life, the human life, and the divine life. But the satisfaction that we get in the animal life is not true satisfaction. In the human life also we do not get true satisfaction. Only in the divine life we do get true satisfaction. In the animal life we try to get satisfaction through destruction. In the human life we try to acquire satisfaction through possession. In the divine life we try to receive satisfaction from illumination. Through destruction, that satisfaction that we get is not and cannot be the real satisfaction. Through possession, the satisfaction that you get is not and cannot be the real satisfaction. Through illumination, the satisfaction that you get is undoubtedly the true satisfaction. We are all seekers here. We pray and meditate. Inside our prayer, inside our meditation, we always try to see the face of satisfaction. When you pray, we try to go up and achieve satisfaction. When we meditate, we try to bring light and delight to the fore from within ourselves and enjoy satisfaction here inside our body, vital mind and heart. When we pray, we try and cry to receive something from above so that our thirst can be quenched. When we meditate, we invoke our own higher realities to manifest in and through us. Meditation is preceded by concentration and followed by contemplation. Concentration, meditation and contemplation go together. Concentration is the speed, meditation is the confidence, and contemplation is the victory. We can safely say that concentration has and is the deer speed, meditation has and is the elephant confidence, and contemplation has and is the lion victory. It is always advisable for us to have speed, for we have to value the goal. The goal is not stationary. Today's goal will be tomorrow's starting point. We are in the process of going toward an ever transcending, ever illumining, and ever fulfilling goal. So we have to pay all attention to our speed, how fast you can go. Confidence is also of paramount importance. If you have confidence in ourselves and confidence in God, then definitely we can make fast progress. If you have confidence only in God and not in ourselves, we will not be able to go very fast. If you have confidence only in ourselves and not in God, then we will not be able to make any progress either. We have to feel our confidence in God and God's confidence in us. Our confidence in God we shall feel on the strength of our own dedication. And God's confidence in us we can feel in and through the compassion light which He bestows upon us constantly and unconditionally. Like us, the soul also deals with life. In the case of the soul, there is the universal life and the transcendental life. When the soul bird comes down into the world arena, it spreads its wings and becomes inseparably one with the universal life. At the end of its earthly sojourn, when the soul returns to its own region, it enters into the transcendental life. Life is nothing short of God's dream, and this dream is birthless and deathless. This birthless and deathless dream God fulfills in and through His all-embracing and all-fulfilling reality. Amen.